Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We put all the stuff in there, the articles, the archives of past interviews, the categories you can search for, the information that's on your mind. You got Brain Trust members with all their information, all their expertise is there. And don't forget to check out my blog. The knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. My newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget, when you're at the website, check on the poll question that we have on the homepage there. And click on the answer that you think is appropriate and for yourself and submit it. And we appreciate that very much. Bob McTeer is our guest. Bob is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, NCPA.org. And we're talking about the economy. We're talking about the Fed. Bob, on the Fed point, sticking with the Fed for just a little bit longer, there's the financial regulation legislation that's going through the Congress right now, through the government right now, is making the Fed more politicized. And one of the things that they're doing, though, that's causing a lot of people to wonder about is they're putting some of the consumer regulations, the new increased consumer regulations, under the Fed. Can you talk to us about that a little bit? Is that a good idea?
Well, it depends on whether it's under or in. excuse me. In the Senate bill, they wanted it independent and freestanding. So did the administration. So did the House bill. It was a concession to Republicans at the end of the Senate that they would put it, house it in the Fed, but leave it independent and let the Fed pay its bills.
So it'd be in the Fed, but not under the Fed.
That's the way it has been, but I just saw on television Senator Corker talking about it, and they used the word under there, so that thing changed just a little bit.
Do you think he just didn't use the right word, or?
Well, it was on the screen, which means that they did a little research.
Yeah. Huh.
The deal is that if it's totally independent, they don't worry about trade-offs or multiple goals, and they're more likely, I think, to do something with unintended negative consequences.
Uh-huh.
Got somebody like the Fed doing consumer protection. They're not as likely to be so extreme in one direction that hurts the other.
So you think it's better if it is under the Fed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so that's what concerns me, though. Do we even need this extra layer of regulation? I mean, isn't the Fed already looking out for consumers through the banking regulations?
Yeah, but presumably this new independent agency would take all that from the Fed, from the FDIC, from the controller, and house it all in one place.
So it wouldn't be doubling up; it'd be consolidating.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's how it works out.
Yeah. You know, if we'd had an agency that saw what was going on with subprime mortgages and connected the dots.
Yeah.
And blew the whistle on it, think how valuable that would be.
But Bob, people did blow the whistle, and nothing happened. There were whistleblowers on this.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't have standing. At
well, maybe you're right. But, you know, Bob, this kind of thing concerns me as a small business owner because I know bankers. And if there's one thing I know about bankers is they've got all the regulations they can handle. They're up. You were president of 1/12 of the entire Fed system at Dallas, the Dallas Fed. You know these guys. You know these bankers better than I do. They got all the regulatory oversight that they can handle. Anything more, in my opinion, Bob, is going to make them less responsive to small businesses. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong about that. And if you talk to bankers these days, what they think is that the examiners that are out there are being much tougher than the heads of the agencies claim they're being.
Right.
The heads of the agencies will say, well, we don't want anybody having a loan call simply because the value of their collateral went down. But that's that's happening. And from the individual examiner point of view, what they're afraid of is that a bank will fail and they hadn't already seen it and called it.
Right. So they're more worried about a surprise, and so to prevent a surprise, they're making things harder on regular folks,
that's an analogy with the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah,
if they're really tough, there won't be any big scandals where they've approved something that killed you. On the other hand, by being that tough, probably a lot of people die that wouldn't have
time. Right.
So it's a skewed incentive system.
Right. Well, and we ought to be able to. I don't know. It just seems to me that in the marketplace that we ought to be able to accomplish what needs to be done without making the we don't need to make the perfect be the enemy of the good, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of the things they're talking about reforming, the very small banks are being exempted from it. I guess that's a good idea.
That is a good idea for me, from my standpoint.
Well, there's a debate about whether a certain kind of capital has to be divested, and they're talking about whether it should apply to banks with assets under $10 billion or under $15
billion. Ah, I see. And I will tell you, folks, $10 billion is a pretty big small bank. And
well, yeah,
there are thousands of independent community banks that will never get to $10 billion in capital.
Yeah, probably over 7,000 out of 8,000 are less than that.
They're 100 million, 200 million, 300 million, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they do great work for small businesses. Hold on to that thought, Bob McTeer. Bob and I will be right back, folks. 10 till. I'm going to get Bob's idea on the economy when we come back here for these messages.
That's all I've ever for myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.